Today's daf is daf Tetvav. I'd like to start again from the Gemara. It says the Gemara, Ucha ben Azai. According to Ben Azai, we needed a separate potemet for potei dal. Lama, why would we need such a separate potemet? Because hayam evivu goimo. According to him, the potei dal also needed to bring along the luk, and therefore it was supplied by Hegdash. Baram Kirabanan, however, the Rabbanan who hold that there was no particular need for a ticket for a chotei dal, according to the Rabbanan, maybe Gedi, according to them, he only needed to bring from Hegdesh the normal mesech of a keves, because the extra luk, which he needed as a mitzora, could be brought from home, since it didn't need to be on the same level of kedusha of the taira as shemen that needed to be put on the mizbeach. Therefore, it would be easier to find such a thing with the correct texture that we wouldn't need to worry about. Asks the Gemara, Nischei Rachel, ma? What is the size of a Nischei Rachel? Well, min ma de tanin, and since it says in the Mishnah Gedim, Mishamesh, Nipsei Tzon, Gedolim Uktanim, Zecharim V'Nekevot, that when we talk about the Tzon ticket, the Gedi ticket, that was enough for any type of Tzon other than an ayah, and it could be large, small, male or female, that obviously includes a you. So Hadam and Iske Rachel can Iske Gedi. No difference, because only an aisle was set aside from all of its own. Where do we know this? Dechtiv kacha yaseh l'shor ha'echad, o la'ayil ha'echad, o la'seh ba'kevasim, o ba'izim, l'shor ha'echad, lama ne'emar. Magid shelo chalak ben Iske ayil and Iske shor. Shehayavidin, if we make on our own an analysis, and the Pesuk hadn't told us that shor should be echad, I would have said to myself, look, if you take a look at the tzon, there's a ben tzon to nusachim, ben abakar to nusachim. Im matzanu, shechileik ha-katuv, ben nizkei keves and nizkei ayin. Since we know that a mature male tzon requires a separate type of nesach, then we should make by our own svora, nachalot ben nizkei egel and nizkei shor. Talmud lomar kacha yaseh l'shor ha-echad. It's all the same. Magid shelo chalak ben nizkei egel and nizkei shor. What is the point that of comparing ayel echad as well? Olo ayel lama ne'emar shayav edin imatzano shechalak hakatuv ben niskei ben shana niskei ben shnatayim. So we should say perhaps an ayel that is already a ben shalosh should get the same din as an egel. So lekach nachalok ben niskei shnatayim niskei shalosh. Talmud lomar o la ayel echad. Why does it need to say olo seba kevasim lama ne'emar shayav edin imatzano shechalak ben niskei keves niskei ayel. We find that by sheep, there's a difference between the mature ayel and the normal sheep. We should make the same difference in a female sheep. And we should say, a young female is like the young male, but the mature female, the ewe, is like the ram. Should have a separate nesef. Talmud lomar, o laseh v'kvasim. They too have the same dinim. Who took Richie's Gemara? They too have the same dinim. Should have known it was the Africans, huh? O ba'izim lamanema. Why does it say ba'izim? Shayabedin imatzano shechalak ben iske keves and iske ayin. We see that there's a difference when it comes to sheep between the immature and the mature forms in the male. Lekav nachalak ben iske gedil and iske taish. We should say that a billy goat should have a different level of nisachim than a young goat. Talmud lomar o ba'izim. Hekish katan shebeizin legadol shebetayashim ma'zeh b'shloshet lugin avzeh b'shloshet lugin. So we have the minimal shiur for any type of gedi, young or old. If it's male or female, it's all the same shiur. Shem hayom katuv. Now we said that what to do in a case. Remember that we made an accounting at the end of the day, and if we found out that there was just that amount of money that was missing, where somebody had claimed that he lost his ticket. He was able to get a refund on his ticket because we figured the money that we found is the money for his ticket that wasn't used. Problem is that, of course, then you always open up the door to fakers, because they could pretend to have lost their ticket, get a refund on the money, and reuse the ticket on another day. Therefore, said the Mishnah, they would stamp the ticket with the date. But it doesn't say the date, it says with the day, which would mean the day of the week. So then says the Gemara, Hagabatz, so for God's sake, Shiziyegoto, if he would go ahead and he would be mizaveg now that same day the next week. So I mean, what's the big deal? So the guy still has a ticket that he can use every Monday. How good is that? No. It was the shem ha-mishmar and the shem ha-yom. So
they gave him his money back. Wouldn't they take the ticket from him?
He lost the ticket. It wasn't a refund. He claimed he had lost it, and we found that amount of money. Well, at the end of the day. That's why they always say, at the end of the day, is the bottom line. That comes from the Beit HaMikdash. We find most of those sayings are all Beit HaMikdash oriented. So, if we have now the answers the Gemara, again, there's some Shinui HaNuskhaot in which it answers the Gemara, Shema Mishmar, Ayakatubo. So, in which case we ask again, so Agaba Tzvacha, what would be if he would wait till that Mishmar has its time again? So he waits 24 weeks, keeps it till the next time he goes to that Mishmar. No. It was not only the Shema Mishmar. It was the Shema Shabbat, it was the Shema Chodesh, and the Shema Yom and the Shema Mishmar. Now, to match that up, once every couple hundred years, okay, but I mean, we figure the guy isn't that good, you know. So, Afilo Rotzeh L'Zayeg, Ein Matzeh L'Zayeg. Even if you'd want to match it up, this Lashon L'Zayeg is like L'Zaveg, to match up. Even if you'd want to match it, he wouldn't be able to match it up. Shtei L'Shakot Ayu B'Mikdash. There were two special L'Shakot that served the purposes related here. One of them was called Lishkat Chasha'in. That was the secret Lishkat, where the Shin Beit used to hide out. The Achat Lishkat HaKelim. The other one was called Lishkat HaKelim. What were they for? Lishkat Chasha'in, those were for Yirei Chet, Notrim HaTocha B'Chasha'i. People who were very careful how to give tzedakah, they didn't want to embarrass the Aniyim, so they would put money into the Lishkat HaChasha'in, and then Aniyim B'nei Tovim Mitparnasim MeTocha B'Chasha'i. And there were ways in which people that didn't want, they were from good families, that had fallen on hard times, they didn't want it to be known that they were taken from tzedakah, that they were able to get the money from the Lishkat HaChasha'in to these people without people knowing about it. Lishkat HaKelim, Kol Mishu Mitatev Kli, somebody wanted to give an actual kli of some type, Zarkonotoko. It was obviously, it was the equivalent of a pushkin, except because it took in air conditioning, it used to have a large place to put things in. Once every 30 days, they would open up the lishkar. Anything that was needed for the Beit HaGabayit would stay there, and they would use it. The rest would be sold in the Beit HaMikdash outlet store, and they would use the money for Tzorchei Beit HaGabayit. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman, Avi Parnasim, Vavin Yahivin, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi and Rabbi Yitzchak, they were both in charge of the Gabaut, of Tzedakah. And they would give money to Reb Chama. Now, Reb Chama himself would avoid the Rabbi Shaya, they would give the dinner, let's say, meaning that's just a way of saying money. He would give it to people that he was aware needed Tzedakah, but that didn't want to come forth to the Gabaim and to say that they needed tzedakah, so he would hand it out. And actually, Reb Zachariah, who was a son-in-law of Rabbi Levi, and who was actually had plenty of money from his own family, everybody used to talk Lashon Hara about him. Yerakom Elizin Alav, because he used to take money from tzedakah. Amrin de Lotzariah, Munasa. They would claim that he didn't require money, and nonetheless, he would take money from the Gabaim. Min the Damach, after he died, Batkin, they went through his papers, Vashkechin Davi Mafud Lilachoranim. He actually was taking for other people, but he didn't want it to be known. So he took upon himself, let people talk about me. But meanwhile, I'll be able to get it to the, no one will suspect that these people are getting tzedakah through me. Yes, it's a very good day to remember that Shlomo Kaplan's fund. Today is your last day for Shavuos, and that's exactly what he does. They get the food. Rabbi Chinan Bar Papa, Rabbi Matlik Mitzvah Balayla. Chinan Bar Papa used to go around late at night to hand out tzedakah so that people wouldn't see the address as to where he was going. One night he was met by the biggest of ghosts. So the man in charge of the mazikin met up with him, didn't like what he was doing. And the Amalei told him, Lo kan alfan rabbi, lo tasig vure acha. Listen here, you've learned, haven't you? It's a posik. You're not supposed to invade the territory of your friend. What are you doing out here at night when this is our time? Woo! So he said, doesn't it say, matan b'seter yichpe ap? Doesn't it say that giving tzedakah in secret, which is why I'm out at night, it forces af, and ein af, elamazikin. So you're in big trouble, man. You're facing a guy who's being matan b'seter. So shall I take out my wand? He got frightened and he ran away. It's interesting that this according to the Balei Kabbalah, this is like a major issue, because they learned that the Lotasik Gureyacha wasn't because Laila is Zman Lamazikim alone, but because Laila is the Zman of Din, the Chalal. The whole Indian of Tzedakah is in order to be Magbir Chesed. And therefore, a Pu'ul of Tzedakah at night is not in tune and in harmony with the Kochas of the world, and it stands there without being able to achieve what it usually achieves, which is a Hamshach of Chesed. To which he replied, that's all very nice, but there's an Indian to be Yomid Kenegad Din as well, Yechbe'ah. But Lamais, it's interesting that the Arizal, even though he was makpid to give Tzedakah before davening, because it's a Tzedakah Tatsil Mimah, but he didn't give Tzedakah before Myron, for this reason. Which became a whole big issue, of course, because most Aniyim go around at night after they finish working on it. And the common excuse became, I'm sorry, it's night. It's also to give tzedakah at night, as you know. So there were all types of tshuvas that Chalkori has written about these horrible people who used to give tzedakah at night. And the Gemara doesn't mean you can't give tzedakah, it means you make it better in the daytime. But it's interesting that this became, whenever it's no game money, it becomes a well-known Gemara. Yerushalmi, Bavli, doesn't matter.
Is there an Indian also not Sittel?
Yeah, also for the same Indian. Yes. The Koto, they're very marked. The Tikkun Chatzos. Not in the first Gemara. Chia Barada. Oh, sorry, I skipped you.
No.
Where did I get up to? Rabbi Yoino. No, before that. I'm sorry, yeah. Omer Rabbi Ashrei noten ledal. The pasuk doesn't say Ashrei noten ledal. It says Ashrei maskil eldal biyomra yimalteyo Ashrei. So what is this referring to? Zeshu mistakel b'mitzvah ech la'asotam. It means somebody who uses his brains, not just giving tzedakah, but figures out a way in which to avoid embarrassment in one of the best times and best places, and that's a maskil. Zeshu mistakel b'mitzvah ech la'asotam. Ketzad, now Reb Yona himself was said. How did he himself give out tzedakah, the author of the Zemaimer? Kishayaro e ani ben tovim. Kiyarat min chasav. He saw someone from his family who was fallen on hard time. Omerlo, he would tell him, B'ni, b'shvil shamati shenafalacha Yerushami makom acher. I got a message from someone in Timbuktu that she had a long-lost uncle and he left you something or other. I figure it's got to be something significant. Why don't you take a loan on that? And when you receive the Yerusha, you'll pay me back. So, when you get it, you'll pay me back. When it came time, so the guy didn't have money to pay back, like, okay, it doesn't matter. So in other words, the main problem is not the acceptance of the money, but rather the acceptance of the gift itself, the taking of the actual, the switching hands that's problematic. Once it's already in your hand, it's not so embarrassing to say you can keep it. Chia Barada said, that eat habisabim b'yemeinun manda avi hivlo mibein reshata l'tzumaraba avinazmi. There were aniyim in our days that were on such a madrega that if you gave them tzedakah between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they would accept it. But after Yom Kippur, min batake l'avinazmi, they refused to take tzedakah. Amrim, the shatan gamar, we already got our psak for the year. Now there was the Gemar Din on Yom Kippur. And what do we need tzedakah for? We should assume that this year we have a parnasa and mail it'll run out. We'll see, but certainly we're not gonna take one. We just got a new, brand new Yerusha coming our way. They were mad around the phone. No. They felt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be my parnasa. Nechemia ishichin. Pagabo Yerushalmi Yachad. We had Nechemia Chofer Shichin before. And when he was also Gabbai Tzedakah, and there was some Yerushalmi lady, Omalei, Zachei Michada Tanaguta. Give me, I need some chicken to eat. Buy me a chicken. Omarlo, Ahelecha Tumita Dukupat. Here's money to buy yourself a steak. Now, in those days, chicken was more valuable than steak. That's how most learn. It's interesting that by my Shver, it's also like this. They will never be Mavater on chicken for Shabbos. So you tell them to eat for Shabbos, which is in horror. Because in the shtetl, they would check. Meat was not a problem because the goyim would always say, meat you could buy, because if it was a trefa or whatever, you had to sell it for. Chicken, nobody's going to go make a deal of a chicken either and let the Jew suffer with his chicken. So they would only take big risks. The guy had a chicken, he could lose his parnosa if the chicken was a trefa. So yeah, the chicken was very, very valuable. They only had that for Shabbat. So he continues to eat Adayom, only chicken for Shabbat. So he told them, what do you need chicken for? After all, you're semich on the tzibur. Buy yourself some steak. So he went ahead, he bought steak, Zavin Kaput, V'yokalu meit, and he dropped that. That's garbage. I needed the chicken. Vavitzoveach veomer bo v'siptulo rugosha nechemia. So he would pour nechemia sheikh and felt pretty guilty about that. And he invited everyone to the Levaya to say the hesped for the guy that was murdered by nechemia sheikh. Nochem ish gamzo, we know this story from the Bavli too. Ayam molich doron lebet chamid togabo mukashkinachad. Omalai zacheimi mimadi yitgabach. And Yerushalmi says he was carrying a whole chamorim of food and drink. He said, share a little bit with me. Omalai mechazor, I'll come right back and I'll just want to bring stuff in. Chazav ashkechei mate, he came back and found that he had died. Ve'yivay omalai kebleyin, so he said to him, Einaya dechamina v'lo yazbenach yistamai. My eyes that saw you and weren't merachim on you should turn blind. Nyadei delo pashtan mitanlach, the hands that didn't stretch themselves to give you, yitgatun shall be cut off. Ragalaya delo ratan mitanlach, the feet that didn't run to give you, yitbarun shall be broken. Umatatikin, and that's what happened to him. Solik lagabe Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva came to visit Nochem Ish Gamzo. Omlai oy li shani roel chabikach, vei, to see you in such a matzav. Omarlei, oy li shein ani roel chabikach. What a shame that you seem to be healthy. Omarlei, mat mekalalani. I didn't come here to get cursed. Omarlei, what's your problem? Mat mevayt biyisurin. You don't like yisurin. You're happy that everything's good. Rav Hoshaya Rabba Avi Rabbi Dibrei Chatzadinor. Rav Hoshaya Hagadol. His son had a rebbe in Cheder who was blind. Rabbi Yolat Acholi Mevachol Yom. And Rav Hoshaya would go visit this guy, bringing food with him. And would eat with him, so that the man would have what to eat. One day there were a guest that had come to Rav Hoshaya's home. So he didn't go to this blind man's house. Beramcha that evening, Solik Legabe, he went to him to apologize. Omalei lo yichos mori alai. Please, sir, don't be angry at me. Began to Ivi lo yorchin yumadei. I had guests today. The amirat, I said to myself, to lo livzuya be yikra de mori yumadei. Began kin lo achile de mori yumadei. I didn't want them to misunderstand our relationship and look down at you. And then they would know that I was eating with you, bringing you food. I felt it would be embarrassing. To me, it's a covet to eat with you, but they don't know who you are. So the man was very moved by his apology. So he said, you made a man who can be seen but doesn't see happy. So Yiratzon, the Din Dechami, he who can see, but cannot be seen, he should be makabo pius when you're mevakishin tefila. Omalei Adami Nalacha. Where did you hear that bracha? That pretty intense bracha. You must have gotten that from somewhere. Omalei Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. I know the story from Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Oh, Chad Sagin Ulakirate. A blind man came to the city of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Yatev Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Ramine. The Yemrun, the Luladavi Barnasha Rava, Layatev Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Ramine. So what did Rav Elazar ben Yaakov do? He sat in the position, when they sat him down, he sat below him, at least have the chairs aligned in the Roman fashion. In order to show that he was the important one, and Rav Elazar ben Yaakov was less important, so that people would say, gosh, if this guy wasn't some gadol b'torah, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov wouldn't have sat in the inferior position. Avdelei parnasa d'ikar, so woo, they collected money for him, they figured, boy, this is our ticket to Olam Haba, we're going to give the gadol ador your parnasa. So Omalon Malach, so the guy says, well, what's going on? I never had a turnout like this. How come I'm getting all this money? Amran Leisa, they told the man, look, we know who you really are. Maybe you're pretending just to be a regular guy. But Lamais, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Yativ L'Raminach, he sat beneath you, so now we know your real stature. V'tzolu Yalai Hadat Saluta. And he gave this brocha. Ataga Malta Chesed, Lamad Mitchami V'Lochami. You did Chesed to one who can be seen but cannot see. Then the Chami V'Lomitchami. The one who sees but cannot be seen, Yigmol Yatach Chesed. I adapted that brocha. Rav Chama Bar Chanina, Rav Hoshaya Avi Metailin, Be'elin Knishta Dalud. This is a very contemporary sugya. Rav Chama Bar Chanina and Rav Hoshaya were going through the beautiful shuls in Lud. They had some really fabulous Bate Knesset in Lud. And Rav Chama Bar Chanina, sorry? Lud is a place in Barnea's neighborhood. Unfortunately, my voice has collapsed. I can't sing the song. So Omer Rav Chama Bar Chanina, Rav Hoshaya, you cannot imagine. Kama mamon shiku avodaitan. My forefathers put so much money into these shuls. Amazing. Amalei nana. That's not how to say it. Kama nifashot shiku avodaitan. How many people did they murder here and sink their souls into these buildings? You have better things to do with your money, you idiot. La'avi ibnei nash, the layim b'yorayim, where there was nobody around that you could have supported, that could have been learning Torah. You had to make magnificent shuls. There wasn't something better to do with their money.
Is the noise here indicative of this sort of lack of sexual priorities?
Yeah, probably. That for sure, building that shul is absolutely mad. Yeah, that's mad. Rabbi Ovan, he donated money to build a beautiful entranceway to Sidra Rabba for the big shul over there where they would have the Kala lectures. So Osir Rav Mona Lagabe, Rav Mona came to him. Omar Lay, when they finished building, he said, Chamim Ayavanit, take a look at this. Beautiful, isn't it? Omar Lay, yeah, beautiful. It's exactly why the Navi shouts, V'yishkach Yisrael et Oseyo v'yivin echalot. Klal Yisrael forgot God, and they built beautiful shuls. It's exactly what it's all about. I see you have your priorities really straight. Lo havi b'nei nasha, the land b'yaraykel, there's nobody in your community that you could have supported to give them an education, and they would end up having a different life. You have to invest it in a building. Amazing. Amazing reading in the pasuk. They forget God and they build shuls. Perfect. What? But where is the place in the neighborhood?
Is that the halakha? You shouldn't build night shuls.
You shouldn't build night shuls.
You
have to be zeicher. Gemara says you have to be zeicher that your money should go to the correct things. That's why you find tefillas sometimes. A person who gives money shouldn't go to the right thing. He shouldn't be zeicher. Let me ask you something. Will it make a difference? Are you going to have the night shuls anyway? You'll have the night shuls. There's always going to be people who are going to give to the basketball team, or give to the shul, or give to the matnas, and they're not going to give to anything else, correct? You can have Bill Gates do those kind of things. But your money should go to something else, that's all. Tony, Kotshe HaMizbeach Motzine Tarui Lahem Mikotshe Perek Abayit. The Kotshe HaMizbeach, somebody was magdish something to the Perek Abayit, and that thing is required for the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach takes it away and uses it. But Perek Abayit, Ain't Kotshe Perek Abayit, Motzine Tarui Lahem Mikotshe Mizbeach. If Perek Abayit needs something, then they don't have a right to get first dibs from the Kotshe Mizbeach. Hai Vatanina, Kli Shebatsobo Tzarech LeBerek Abayit Minichinoto Vashar Nimkarim. Doesn't it say over here in the Mishnah that if they find a Kli that was needed for the Berek Abayit, Mashma, even if it were needed against the use that the Mizbeach may have had for it, that the Berek Abayit gets first dibs? You're saying the Mizbeach gets first dibs. The rest of it is sold, the Meim Noflim LeBerek Abayit. Om Reb Chisdia, we can read our Mishnah, says Reb Chisdia, any matnitin, that not the pshat, kli shenimzabot tzorech, but kli shenimzabot tzorech l'lishkat perek abayit. In other words, things, whatever the tzorech is, if it had a tzorech, then it wasn't sent to the outlet store, it was left in the lishkat perek abayit, but if the mizbeach needed it, they would take it. Doesn't mean that the perek abayit preempted the mizbeach. It's still true that anything that the mizbeach needs, Mizbeach gets, that we saw already before, in terms of a carbon that was right for the Mizbeach. The Kiddush over here is that that's not only true in something that itself is actually put on the Mizbeach, but even things that were needed for the Tzerech HaMizbeach, like the Kaven that could be used on the Mizbeach, also came first. Hadron Aloch Perak Elo Heina Mimunim Shlosha Asar Shofarot Shlosha Asar Shulchanot Shlosha Asar Shlosha Asar Ishtachavuyot Yuba Migdash. There were also multiples, not only of three, but multiples of 13s. The 13, we'll see what they were later on, but there were 13 pushkes. We call them shofarot because they were shaped like a shofar, thin on one side. You could drop in money, but you can't get the money out, can't get your hand in there. 13 shulchanot, later on the Mishnah will explain what they were used for. And there were 13 places where they would be mishtachaveh, which we're also going to see later on, except that there was a kabbalah in Beit Rabbi Gamliel, Hazarke, in Beit Rabbi Hananya, Skana Kohanim, that there were 14 places to be Mishtachaveh. Where was that additional place? Echanaya Yitera, Keneged Dir Ha'itzim. It was in a place where they would have a special lishka, in which Kohanim Rabbali Mumin would sit and check over the woods. They couldn't do Avodah. So it was their job and their mishmar to go through every piece of wood that was going to be put on the Mizbeach to make certain that it didn't have any worms in it, that it was suitably dry and so on. And in that place they had a Mesorah b'yadam yavoteihem shesham ha'aron nignaz. They had a Mesorah way before that the Aron HaBrit was hidden underground with an entryway through the Lishkat Dir Ha'itzim. So they would bow in that area towards the Aron. And Ma'aseh b'Kohen Echad, there actually was a story for a certain kohen who was a balmun, hayamitasek, he was busy with his wood over there. He saw one of the stones in the floor that was different than the others. So, and he jumped up to tell everybody. But Gemara says that he actually took a hammer and started banging on it, which was not a very good idea, because all of a sudden a burst of flame came out of it, and that was the end of him. Speak, Gemara davar, that's putting it nicely. So he didn't manage to finish giving over the info until he dropped it. Then they were sure. Shesham Aaron Ganuz Mela. Up until now, it could be one of these urban legends. But now, that's too much of a coincidence. Tani, ha-shofarot ha-lolo akumot hayu. The reason they're called shofarot. Sorot milamala, they were thin on top. Rechavot milamata, wide on the body. Yibnei ha-ramayim. You always have these people who are just taking change. So the change is double what they put in. Tani b'shem Rabbi Elazar. Aaron galayim ha-hem le-babel. In fact, the Aron was not hidden under the Tira Eitzim. Actually, the Aron was taken to Babel. And I'll prove it from a pasuk. My Tama, it says Beferush, Lo Yivater Davar. So, when Chizkiyahu was warned that, you know, you're showing off your big stuff, you should know that the Melech Babel is going to take Kol Asher Beveitecha, the Kol Asher Otsu Abotecha, Adayom Azeh, and then it adds. How can you add the Kol? I mean, Kol includes everything. The lo yivater davar means, so obviously, if you take everything, nothing will be left. The lo yivater davar is a remez to the deep rice, even the deep rice. The aseres are deep rice. Ein davar el shadibrot tocha. It's a reference even to the Aron HaBrit. V'cheinu omer, and that seems to be actually the mice that is described in the Re'ayamim. L'tshuvat ha-shana shalach ha-melch Nebuchadnezzar. V'yevi'ehu bavela im klei chemdat beit Hashem. So what's the klei chemdat beit Hashem? Chemda is the Kli Chemda, Shabbat Yivra Olam, referring to Dibrei Torah. It must be they took the Aron HaBrit with the Luchos in it. So Ezor Kli Chemda Beit Hashem must be referring to the Aron. Whereas Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omer, some have the gears of Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi, some have the gears of Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, Bimekomo Aya Aron Dignaz, the Aron was in the base Kodesh HaKodashim, not in the Bira Itzim, and it was hidden underground by Yoshua HaMelech. And you could see this from the pasuk when they built the Beit HaMikdash. It says, "Vayarichu abadim, vayerahu roshei abadim min hakodesh al pnei advir, v'lo yerahu achutza." And it ends with the words, "Vayusham ad hayom hazeh." And they're still there. So if they're still there, it must mean, even though we don't see them, that they're hidden underground. Ask the Gemara, now that you mention it, isn't this pasuk a little strange? First, it says, "Vayerahu." So that means that they were seen min hakodesh al pnei advir. And then it says, v'lo yera'u. Were they seen or were they not seen? Ela nirin v'lo nirin. It's very much the way a woman dresses. She dresses to expose the fact that she's a woman, but she doesn't expose all the details, right? So v'boltin v'yotzin kishnei tadei aisha. It's like a woman dresses. Her breasts are very obvious, but you don't see them. So to hear the breasts of the Aron, because the Badei Aron were called, Moshe and Aron are called breasts. Shnei tomayet kishnei ofarim. So the Shnei Shadayich is the Torah that suckles. That's amazing. The introduction to Chag HaShavuos is all about the Dibros. Tonight's taf that we're going to do today is all about the Torah and the Dibros and the Bris. The Aron HaBris is amazing. It's so strange. Anyway, so that was the Moshe Aaron with the two Dadim that suckled Klal Yisrael. And that's the reference. Kishnei Dadei Aisha, Rabbanan and Amri. Rabbanan disagree with both of the above shitot. The Aron was not taken to Babel. The Aron is not in the base Kachak Dashim on the ground. It was hidden, Belishkat Dira Eitzim, Haya Aron Ganuz. And in fact, look at the mice in the Mishnah. Maaseh Bekoe Echad Ba'amum, Shaya Omeinu Mefatzel Eitzim, Belishkat Dira Eitzim. Ra'at Haritzpashu Mishunem Echavroteha, Ba'am Amalach Aviro, Bo Re'et Haritzpah Azot, Shehim Mishtanam Echavroteha, Lo Yispik Ligmar Dadavar. He didn't get the point where he could show him what he had discovered. Achi Yatzan Nishmato, V'yadu b'yichud shesham Aaron Ganuz. Tony, Rabbi Shaya, he kisha v'yab b'kurnas. Oh, it was not a smart thing to do.
What?
People that were there?
He died before he did.
No, he was able to tell he precisely he said to his friend. He said to his friend, take a look. But he wasn't able to show him where he took a look. Whereas Rabbi Shaya says, actually, he had taken a hammer and he was tapping around. Oh, man. That's like tapping on a high voltage wire. V'yatzat eish. this Sarapto. I just want to see where the electricity is. The fire came up and burned it. Tani Rav Yehuda ben Lakish. Omer Shnei Aronot Hayu. Actually, there were two separate Aronot. One of them had the Sefer Torah and the Luchos HaBris. There was another Aron. That Aron kept the Shivrei Luchot. That was the only one that was discovered in the Lost Ark. And the one that had the Aron, the Luchos in it, that never left the Aron. In other words, the Ma'apilim obviously would have taken whatever weapons they could have if the Aron was, they believed they were doing God's will, come to Eretz Israel. So, but that Aron, that stayed in the Machane. Whereas, that was the one that was used for war purposes. That those Nazis were all looking for you, that would have done it. And there were times when it was visible with them in the war, and that would scare the bejesus out of the enemies. You know. Rabbon and Amri, whereas Rabbon and Amri disagree, they argue. Arun Echadaya. On the contrary, if you take a look at the way it's clear in Tachinach, there must have only been one Arun. And Pamachat Yatzah, Bimei Eli. It was that one time that it went out during the fight at the time of Eli with the Plishtim. Minashbah, that was the time that it was taken, and it wasn't supposed to be taken out. And Karyam is saying, Eli Rabbanan, actually, the simple meaning of the Pasuk proves what the Rabbanan were saying, because it says that when they brought out the Orayim, the Plishtim went absolutely crazy. They said, Oilanu, Mietzilenu, Miyad Elohim Adirima Eli. Then they start talking about Elohim, Elohim, that showed up over there, that Makim et Mitzrayim. What's going to happen to us now? So obviously, Mile de Lochamu Miyameim. This must have been something that was so shocking, they had never seen it before, they were terrified. According to you, that there was always an Aron that went out to war, and so the Goyim knew that the Aron would come out, so all of a sudden they were going crazy. Must be that this never had happened before. But there's also a pasuk that has been Sayel or Yudav and Lakish, because it says, Vayomer Shaul Achia, Hagish Aron Elohim, when Shaul wanted an answer, in the war about what was happening, so he says to Achia the Kohen, bring the Aron Elohim, and it says, Ki aya Aron Elohim by Yomahu, it was there together with Bnei Yisrael. Valo Aron b'kiryat Yarimaya. According to you, the Aron at that point had been returned by the Plishtim after the whole story of Bimei Eli, and now Shaul is king. This is a few years later, and it says over here that it was available in the Machane. What was it doing in the Machane? So what are the Rabbanah going to do with this? According to them, it's supposed to stay in Kiryat Yarim. It didn't go out to war. So why? How did Shaul ask that the Aron be brought? No. They understand the meaning of Aron. It wasn't the Aron HaBris. It was the Aron that held, that they would take along with them, the Big Tekahuna, which included the Urim and the Thummim. So what are they going to say? The Kohen Gadol is going to come along with them, is going to be dressed during the war. They took an Aron that had the Big Tekahuna. They needed to consult the Urim and the Thummim. So he told Achia, bring the Arayim, bring the box that has the tzitz in the Urim Thummim, and put on your clothes, and let's get a message. So it was only that they were being shayel that he should put on the tzitz in the begadim. That's how they understand it. Now actually the pasuk is a misayel Rav Yehuda ben Lakish. There's another pasuk, because when Uriah Achiti came back and David said, why don't you go home? So he said, Ha'aron v'Yisrael v'Yehuda yashrim b'sukkot. How can I go back home if the Orain is together with Yisrael and Yehuda out in the tents making war, and I should go home and make love? Doesn't make sense. According to you, Allah Aron b'tzionaya. At that point, the Orain had already been brought to Yerushalayim by David. So can you explain to me what it was doing out in Sukkot? Obviously, they did take the Orain with them. There you got a riot. Ma'avdin le'rabbonan. What did the Rabbonan do with this pasuk? They say the meaning is schach shehu kikirui. It means the poor Aron is sitting in Sukkot, meaning the Beit HaMikdash hasn't been built yet, and I should go and pretend that I have a home. Now, l'chora, the meaning over here is that this was a further shtach for Uriah Achiti. We know that he said Adoni Yoav, and we view that as an indication that he was rebelling against David. But one of the other things that he said, you know, it's all very nice of you to go bring the Aron and to stick it basically in a temporary tent You know perfectly well, as long as you live, if we could get rid of you, we could have a Beis HaMikdash, but as long as you live, so there won't be a Beis HaMikdash. It was a further blow to David's pride. You're telling me to go home, you don't even care about the Shekhinah's home. That would be the meaning of the statement. And it was on that, remember, that the Gemara says that David HaMelech said, "Samachti bo amribli Beit Hashem Melech." Even though people would come and say, so David, when's the Beis HaMikdash finally going to be built? How about not kicking your bucket already, getting out of the way? So David said, I didn't take that as an insult. I took that as a wonderful thing. The Klal Yisrael won't have a Beis HaMikdash. I should look at it personally. So this boils down to another attack on David. Okay. Uchbenazeh chote dal lama, because I am a vilu goimo. Bram kirabanan, maybe gedi, and the rest you can bring from home. Yiskei Rachel ma. In Meditanin and Gidim Misham Meish Niskei Tzon Gidolim Uptanim Zecharim Lidevot Ada Amri Niskei Rachel Kediskei Gidi Tichtiv Kacha Yeser Lishore Echad Olai Yalai Echad Olai Sebek Sobak Vassim Oveizim Lishore Echad Lama Nehma Magid Shlo Chalak Ben Niskei Egel Niskei Shor Shaya Bedin Ben Atzon Tu Nisachim Ben Abakar Tu Nisachim Im Matzan Shechalak Ben Niskei Keves Niskei Ayin Bekat Nak Lok Ben Niskei Egel Niskei Shor Tamud Omar Kacha Yeser Mishor ha'echad, magid shalo kalak, benis ke'egel, benis ke'ishor. Ola ayin lama nema, shaya bedin, imatzanu shechalak, benis ke'ben shana, benis ke'ben shnatayim. Bekat nachalok, benis ke'shnatayim, benis ke'shalosh. Talmud lomar, ola ayin la'echad. Ola sebak vasim lama nema, shaya bedin, imatzanu shechalak, benis ke'kebes, benis ke'ayil. Bekat nachalok, benis ke'kisva, benis ke'rachel. Talmud lomar ola sebak vasim oba izim lama nehmar shahaya bedini matzanu shechalak beniske kevet beniske ayil bekaf nachalok beniske gdil beniske kaish talmud lomar oba izim mikish katan shebe izim legadol shebe tayashim mazeh b'shloshet slugim avzeh b'shloshet slugim shem ayom katubo agav atzbcha shezieg oto ayom no, shem ha-mishmar v'shem ayom ואגב בעצמך שזה יהיה באותו משמר שם שבת ושם חודש אבל כתוב עליהם אפילו רוצה לזייג אין מצוי לזייג שתי לשקות היו במקדש אחת לשקת חשאים ואחת לשקת הכלים לשקת חשאים יראי חץ נותנים לתוכו בחשאי ועניים בני טובים מתפרנסים מתוכה בחשאי לשקת הכלים כל מישהו מתנדב כלי זורקו לתוכה ואחת בשלושת יום הגזבורים פותחים אותה בכל כלי שמצאו בו צורך לברק הבית מניחים אותו והשאר נמכרים ודמיהם נופלים לברק הבית רבי יעקב הרידים רבי יצחק בן נחמנה בפרנסים ועל היובים רב חמה הבריד רבי הושעי הדינה והוא יאיב לו לכור הדין רב זכרי אחת מן רב לוי היו הכל מלזין עליו אמרים לו צורך ונוסף מלדום הרבותקין ואשכחין תאבי מפריד לו לכור הדין רבי חינן הבר פופה ומצליג מצווה בלילה חד זמן פה כבי רב ונרוחיה אומר לו לא כן אופן רבחו לא תשיג בוריך אומר לו ולא כן כסיב מתן בסתר איך באף מצווה מניבורק מן כמוי אומר רבי יונה אשרי נותן לדל אם כתיב כאן אלא אשרי מסכיל על דל זה שהוא מסתכל במצווה איך לעשותה כיצר הרב יונה עושה כשהוא רואה אני בן טובים שירד מנכסה ואומר לו בני בשביל ששמעתי שנפלה לך ירושה ממקום אחר טוב ואתה פורם דבי נאסי בא ואומר לי well, מתנה היא לך חייה ברבה אמר אית הביסבין בימנון מנדה ויואב ונדה בן רשעת ולצומר רבה ונאסבין מבט הכן לא אבי נאסבין אמר דשעת תנגבה וכן נאישיך עם פוגע בו ירושלמי אחד אמר לי זכי מי אחד אתה נגור אותה המלאכה אלך תומית את הקופת וזו מן קופת ויוחד למית והביצווה אומר בואו וסיפטו להרוגו של נחמיה נוח המשגם זה היה מלך דורון לבית חמיב פגע בו מוקשכין אחד אמר לי זכה עם מי ממד יתגבר אמר לי יא נמנת מי זה חוזר חוזר ואשכחי למית ואבי אמר לקבל עיניי דכם עינת כפולו יסבן לך יסתמיים ידע דלו פשט את בית הנלך יתקטעון רגלי עד לא ראת על המת הלך כדברון ומתתי כסולת לגבי רבי עקיבא אמר לי אוי לי שאני רואה אותך בכך אמר לי אוי לי שאין אני רואה אותך בכך Omalei ma atam mekalaleini. Omalei ma atam mevay b'yisurin. Rav Hoshaya Rabba avirade dibrei chatz aginura. Vavi yolef echoli mei b'choyu. Chatz van avilei orchim v'lomata mechli mei b'ram shatzolak v'gabek. Omar lo, lo yichos mori alai. Vekein da avilei orchim yumadim. Tamir de lon li b'zui b'yikra demori yumadim. Vekein kan lo echoli demori yumadim. Omalei atap yas l'man de mitchamei v'lo chomi. Dein de chami v'lo mitchamei yikabil p'yuscha. Omalei adam inolacha. Omar lo ni Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov all chatz saginur lekrute. Yativ le Rav Elazar ben Yaakov lo ramine. Di yemrun di lule davi banasha rabba. Lo yativ le Rav Elazar ben Yaakov lo ramine. Avdel et parnas sedika. Omar lo mao hachi. Omar lo aha. We know who you are. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov yativ le ramine. Yitzolu yalui ata tzuluta. Ata gamata chesed. Lamadim mitchamei velo chami. Then the chamei v'lo mitchamei yigmoya taches. Reb Chama bar Chanina v'Reb Hoshaya Rabba have been betailing the lekdish to the lud. Om Reb Chama bar Chanina v'Reb Hoshaya. Ah, kama mamon shikua v'tai kam. Om alei better like this. Kama feshot ni shikua v'tai chakar. Lo have a yidba anash to yelum b'yoraita. Reb Yavon ovi de ilan tirei the sidra Rabba. Ote Ramona lagabei. Om alei chamimai avadit. Omale, yep, Vayushkach Yisrael at Oseu, Vayiven Hechalot, Lo Havi Barnash, the Yalam Yoraita. Tony Kachib is there, but see that Aroila and the Kachib at a Gabai. But in Kachib at a Gabai, but see that Aroila him, the Kachim is there. I brought an inan, Klisha Matsubo Tzerch, but a Gabai, the mini Hinoto, Vashanim Karim with the name of him at a Gabai. Omrechiske came in Matnitin, Lelishkat Berekabai. Hadra Loch Perakelo in Amamunim. Shlosha azar shofarot, shlosha azar shofanot, shlosha shrei shtachavoyot ayu b'migdash. Shobet Rav Gamliel v'shobet Rav Yochanan v'segam HaKohenim hoyu mishtachavim b'arba'asre. Heichan hayta yitira, kedei gedir ha'itzim, shken mesoret b'yadam m'yavodeihem, ששם ha'aron נגנז. מעשה בכהן אחד שהיה מתעסק, וראה את הרצפה שמשונה מחברתה. בא ואמר לחברו, לא הספיק לגמור את הדבר עד שיצתה נשמתו, וידעו בייחוד ששם אהרון גנוז. טוני, השופרות הלא לו עקומות היו, צרות מלמעלה ורחבות מלמטה, מפני הרמאים. טוני בשם רב אלעזר, אהרון גלה עמהם לבבל. מה הייתה עמה? לא יוותר דבר, אמר השם, ואין דבר אלא שהדיברות בתוכו. וכן הוא אומר לתשובת השנה, שלח המלך נבוכדנצר, ויביאו בבלה עם כלי חמדת בית השם. איזהו כלי חמדת בית השם? זה הארון. רבי יהודה בן לוקיש אומר, במקומו היה הארון נגנז, עד ודכתיב היריחו בעדים וירו ראשי עבדים על הקדש, על פני האדביר, ולא יירו החוצה, וישם עד היום הזה. כתיב ויראו, ואת אמרת לא יירו, אלא נראים ולא נראים, בולטים ויוצאים כשני דדי האישה. רבונן אמרי, בלשכת דיר היצים היה הארון גנוז, מעשה בכהן אחד במום, שהיומד ופצל עצים בלשכת דיר היצים וראת הרצפה שמשתנה מחברותיה, בא ואמר לחברו בו, ראה את הרצפה הזאת שמשתנה מחברותיה, לא הספיק לגמור את הדבר, עד שיצתה משפטו וידעו בייחוד ששם הארון גנוז. טוני רב הושעיה, הקיש עליה בקורנס, יצא איש ושרפתו. טוני רב יהודה בן לקיש, שם שני ארונות היו, מלכים עם ישראל במדבר, אחד שהייתה התורה נתונה בתוכו, ואחד שהיה שבעי לוחות נתונים בתוכו. זה שהייתה התורה נתונה בתוכו היה מונח באומי, עד עוד הכתיב ארון ברית השם ומשה לא משה מקרב עם אחר. זה שהיו שבעי לוחות נתונים בתוכו, היה נכנס יצא מהם פעמים שהיה מתראיין להם. רבונן אמרי, ארון אחד היה פעם אחת יצא בני אלי, מנשבה כבר מסייע לרבונן. אוי לנו, מי יצילנו מיד אלוהים אדירים האלה? אביסלי, מי לא דלוחמים מיומיים? קריה מסייע לרביר ויוקיש, והיום אשור לאחי ההגיש אהרון אלוהים, ולא אהרון בקריית ירימיה. אינדיד, מה עבדו לרבונן? הגיש אליי הציץ. קריה מסייע לרב יהודה בן לוקיש, אהרון וישראל ויהודה יושבים בסוכות, ולא אהרון בציון היה. מה עבדו לרבונן? שכח שהוא ככירו ידי לא נמנה בבית הבחירה.